30 down to the radio. This is real cool, Lego City, you already know. Entertainment updates and all that. I'm on the show, I'm sorry, baby, can you call back? Trying to use the concentration, no conversation. E30 Radio deserves an ovation. E30 Radio,
E30 Radio,
blasting on your stereo.
Na son E30 ma akuzo ku gesa bo wa send dessert pito a E30
ahorom E30 na aya
mo feran E30 radio
mo gbadun E30
oh boy I like E30 oh
yo this young boy okay here chilling with E30 and radio.
What's up, people? This is Cool DJ Jimmy Jad, aka D Triple J, aka Premium DJ, aka I'll Make You Dance, see your doctor. We already know. Hanging out with Mark Evan, Heat 30 Radio. It's Cool DJ Jimmy Jad.
So it's your boy, Mr. Olumentin, aka Mr. Naughty, aka Mr. Hypnotize Me, and keep listening to E30 Radio.
All right, stop and listen. This is Omar King, aka Omar King, and right now I'm on E30 Radio with Mark Ever. Okay, let's go.
Hello, great being here. This is Modella on E30 Radio. Keep listening.
Wado! Hey, my people, it's your own Kefi, the Brana McQueen, aka the Kokoroko, what? You know. And you're listening to E30 Radio.
Okay, it's your boy Oluwajuwon, they call me J1, Kenneth's Music in the Building. And you're listening to E30 Radio.
Yo, what up, it's your boy BG, I know, aka Shayo Master. Right about now, I'm chilling with E30 Radio with Mark Ever.
Yes, yes, yes. What up, Africa? It's your boy David Doe. And you guys are now hanging out with Mark Ever on E30 Radio.
This is Ara, the first female talking drummer of international repute, hanging out with Mark Ever on the E30 Radio.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's the S to the K-A-L-E-S Skills, a.k.a. the baddest boy, and I rep EMEZ. And right now, I'm chilling with my main man, Mark Ever. Let's get it.
E30 Radio brings to you fashion, lifestyle, red carpet, exclusive with your favorite artist, sexiest, top chat, and scandal. Scandal.
Feel it.
All my ladies.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
E30 Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
E30 Radio.
Yeah, hello Africa, hello Nigeria, hello world. What's up? It's E30 Radio this week. Okay, this week we're gonna be talking about most rated on E30 Radio. Today I'm hosting one of the sexiest girls on Tinsel, Chisanda Umba Harriet. She's an actress, musician, also model, super duper model. Okay, she's done at least 5 TV series, including Tinsel, studied film production at the National Film Institute, JAWS. Currently mixing her new single, produced by the Frabs and Nature. That's Dr. Frab.
Yes.
How are you, babe? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Mark Ever. How you doing?
I'm awesome. It's good having you here with
me. Thank you.
You look good.
Thank you.
Today, we're going to be talking about the most rated divas in the movie industry. That is Amotala Jalade Akinde.
Okay.
Rita Dominic.
Okay.
And Genevieve Nnaji.
Right.
Now, I've caught you unaware. So, who do you think is going to win this battle?
Oh, a battle.
Oh, heavy breath on you.
Yeah. Because that's a tough one now. Now, what are we looking at? Are we looking at style? Are we looking at fashion? Are we looking at beauty? What?
I'm looking at the most stylish, okay? The most beautiful.
Right.
And also, what they've achieved in the movie industry. You've been in the movie. You're going into the music. Are these people, that's Amotala and Genevieve Nnaji, are they your role model?
You're kind of confusing me a little bit because first you want to talk about divas. The next thing, you're trying to relate me to them. Do not relate me to them. I'm a diva on my own. I do my own thing. But if you want me to talk about these three divas, I would love to appreciate them. I'd love to appreciate their works, everything they've achieved. Don't put me on the spot because you want me to say this person is better than that person. I'm not going to do that. Rita Dominic is somebody that I admire a lot.
And do you think she's a diva?
I think that she's a total diva.
Total diva.
Uh-huh.
Better than Amotala Jalade.
Now, there you go again, making me want to compare.
No, seriously, not comparison. Well, Amotala Jalade, she has achieved a whole lot. She's been successful maritally. She has a beautiful kid and her husband, which is a pilot. And she left movie for music. But Genevieve, what do you think about her? She has a beautiful daughter. But Rita Dominic, I don't see her achieving any one of these apart from her movie career.
I think that you have a crush on Amotala. You cannot seem to get over Amotala.
Genevieve is a good actress. She's my favorite. But I think she's going to be my A-list diva among these three.
Well, I would like to let you know that it's a choice thing, okay? You like Amotala I like Rita, someone else might like Genevieve. How do you balance it?
Now, I want to balance it this way. Right. That's in my own opinion. Whenever you see Imotola on red carpet, she looks wow.
They all look gorgeous.
Every one of them.
That's not a criteria.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about Genevieve. She is beautiful. She is an African woman. She's featured in a lot of movies internationally. The first lady to be on Oprah Winfrey's show.
Who's that now?
That's Genevieve. That's a big achievement.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Imotola Jalade has been on Oprah Winfrey's show. Now, can you see what I'm talking about? So I feel still the credit goes to Imotola Jalade Akande as the number one diva.
In your books.
So I want you to pick the number one diva on a third radio.
Makiva, let me just cut you off real quick right there. You've been talking about these divas, Imotola Jalade Akande, Rita Dominic, Genevieve Naji. I'm right here. Come on. Who wants to... Can I talk now? Who wants to know about me?
I want to know about you.
Hi, Africa. Hi, world. Hi, Nigeria. My name is Chisandra Mba, a.k.a. Creamy, a.k.a. Harriet, the nosy journalist on Tinsel, the biggest show in West Africa right now. You better recognize. You better recognize. So they even tried to change it.
One diva.
I never said I was the best, but tell me who's better, baby.
All right, and it's still frustrated.
It's Creamy, baby. Love is purple, y'all. Love is purple, y'all.
Follow Makeva on Twitter at Makeva Mac.
Always wanting to share the shine. Always wanting to share the shine. What is wrong with this man?
Okay, don't go now. We'll be right back. He's still the most rated on Ether Radio. Hanging out with this sexy diva, Harriet, baby. It's time for you to choose your number one on Ether Radio. That's your most rated diva. Imotola Jalade Akande, Genevieve Naji, and Rita Dominic.
I appreciate these three people. I think they're wonderful people. They're good watches. But if you have to make me pick somebody, Makeva, I will go for my girl Rita Dominic.
Okay, she is chosen, Rita, don't
you? Yeah.
Okay, kudos to you, babe. The Harriet Tinsel babe has chosen you as her number one diva on Ethereum.
Yeah, boo.
Okay, then God bless you for listening. It's the most rated. See you next week. Have a wonderful time.
Bye. Feel it.
All my ladies. That's a jam. Yeah. E30 Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
E30
Radio.
Right, Nigeria, right, Africa. Welcome to Ether Radio, one of the finest radio shows in town. Today on Exclusive, we bring to you one of the best young, cute, well, I say sexy, how are you, skills, how you doing?
I'm good, I'm all right, and I appreciate the honor to be here, man.
I'm going to be asking him a whole lot of questions. Ladies and the guys, get ready. Skills, how did you come across Banky?
Basically, most people that know me from way back know that I used to be a KD boy, and I schooled in Jos. While I was in school in Jos, I won a competition, which made them crown me the Northern Champion, actually. So from there, I decided to move to Lagos. That was like years back. Then when I moved to Lagos, I was just working with a lot of people. I had friends that I made them manage me, and we're going from show to show, just creating a buzz for ourselves. I even dropped my first single on my own. I did everything. I was pushing myself. Then I just got a text message from Wiz, because I knew Wiz before EME. He was like, yo, Banky said that, they want to sign you, that they like you, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, really? Because I didn't used to believe in record labels before. I believe in doing everything you do yourself. You know what I mean? So, but basically, as I kept on going, I began to realize that I couldn't do it on my own. I needed a little help, and I needed like a platform. So that's why I just went to EME and I took their offer, even though I got other offers though. But I mean, their own was more favorable, so I went through to them.
Whiskey introduced you to Banky W.
No, he didn't introduce me to Banky W. Well, then Banky couldn't find me, and he had access to me, so that's how they found me. So
you really just talked about the North. Where are you from?
I'm from Edo State, actually.
Edo? Where in Edo? Because I know a lot of people from Asia.
Okay, yeah, I'm a little bit of Ishan and Auchi and all that.
What's your journey been like as an artist?
I mean, it's been tough, it's been inspiring, and it's been a learning ground for me. Like, I've learned a lot. I've learned how to be a better person. I've learned how to ignore a lot of nonsense. I've learned a lot of things. I mean, business-wise, I've become smarter. I've just been learning, basically. That's just what the journey has been to me. I've just been learning.
When you're talking about you've tolerated a whole lot of nonsense.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, people that claim they know how to do it, but they never did it, you know what I mean? So
okay.
basically. That's just an example of it.
So you have a lot of people beefing your kind of music?
Not my kind of music, basically. I mean, everybody has haters, everybody has opposition, so you really don't care. You just gotta keep doing it, because at the end of the day, success is the best revenge.
You're a cute looking young man, and what's the reaction like when you're performing on stage and ladies keep screaming, "Hey Scales, I just want to touch you"? And
I mean,
what's the reaction like?
Honestly, I just get inspired, man. I really get inspired, because it just goes to show that a lot of people really pay attention to whatever you give them, and they really appreciate what you give to them. So I just really appreciate the fact, and I just do my best. It just helps me to want to do better.
Most especially your female fans. Has anyone ever undressed for you to see and start crying on stage? You know what we see?
Not on stage. I mean, this is Nigeria. It's really hard for them to do that in Nigeria.
You perform outside Nigeria.
Yeah, yeah. When I was in London, there was one experience I had. I went close to the crowd and the girls were just stripping me, man. They were taking
everything. Are you serious?
Yeah, they didn't want to let me go. They held me in the crowd. They didn't want to let me go. I had to like beg them that, yo, I'm still performing. You have to let me get back to the stage. Security now came and pushed them away, and I just went back to the stage.
All right, and it's still Ether Radio.
Skills, you have a lot of nice songs. I would like you to tell me the song you would like to hear on radio right now.
Okay, right now, I have this song I did with a DJ in DC, Washington, DC. His name is DJ Tefla. He's Nigerian. Okay. And him and my producer, Jay Pizzo. Okay. So Jay Pizzo actually did most of the whole instrumental, and DJ Tefla just added some things to spice it up. It's called Hey Mama. It's a new song. That's a song I would like you guys to play right now. It's called Hey Mama. Goodness. It's a club banger, trust me, man. We just kind of like dropped it like 2 weeks ago. I'm still trying to like get it to circulate. So, but I want you guys to play it exclusive. This is basically going to be like, yeah, like one of the first radio stations, because I've not had any radio station.
Oh my goodness. I mean, okay. Skills
is great,
is giving
man. Let's go.
Us first.
Exclusive. Man. Let's go.
Okay, exclusive on
right here on E30. Let's go.
Hit it.
S to the K.
You need, ha, baby girl, if you're willing, I go be your satisfaction guarantee. Anywhere where you go, ha, I go there for logo. I go there be your bodyguard, protecting your whole package on the low. Baby, you ain't got no worries, as long as you got me, I'll be giving you everything.
Right, Nigeria, right, Africa, is still Ether Radio. Mac Eva holding it down with Skills. I hope you enjoyed Hey Mama on Ether Radio.
Let's go, man.
Are you looking at owning your own record label?
Yeah, most definitely. Maybe sometime, like, as I grow, as I get bigger and everything, I also want to, just like my mentor and my boss, as Banky W has done to me and Weez and everybody, I feel like, okay, one day it's going to be my own turn to take on some other talents and help them get exposed and get their dreams out there.
When last did you speak with Whiskey?
Should I say, like, days back or a week ago or so?
Okay.
We actually
talked. What's your relationship like?
We're friends, man. We've been friends even before EME. We're still friends. And he's still in EME, by the way. So I don't know. All these rumors that everybody's talking about is bullshit. It's nonsense.